Yo no robé cosas de ninguna, disculpa la muerte.
Há muito boato, há muita poeira nisto tudo, mas muita poeira.
Nobody ever tells daddy shit. Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over. And I ain't playing no
good evening. Good evening.
I prefer really not to speak.
Passes on all kind of information because you are a hater.
No comment.
You don't want to say anything about that at all?
No comment.
People won't like that if they hear you no commenting.
No comment.
We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning.
Galaxy! No! Oh, shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, nigga. I'm gonna tie your old monkey ass up.
100 battles in the club in Orlando.
O que faz mais sound é?
You was in the PJs flying high fucking up Nando's. We're gonna get a couple mother bitches. We can fuck in the Dambo.
We live.
You're live, man.
We live?
Yeah.
Porra, não tava gravando.
Right. Yeah, man.
Oh,
welcome, man. We got Mr. Pilot.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Yo, what up, B?
What up?
Nah, man, it's good, man.
Piloto e pintor, artista. Jack of many trades.
Oh, yeah. Nah, master of a lot of trades.
Yo, I'm going to get right into it, man.
Yeah.
Rwanda, bruh.
Rwanda.
Yeah, that's
Rwanda,
that's
bruh.
Fill us up on that.
Yeah.
Man, I've been there for what? Since February. Oh, damn, sorry. I thought we were having a conversation.
We are having a conversation.
Yeah, but yeah, I forgot that there were like mics involved.
It's so natural, man. Natural.
Yeah, man. Rwanda ta bater, man. Like for me personally, on a personal level, it's the place I wanted to be, you know. My lover was living somewhere else. I was living here, and dealing with a long distance relationship is complicated.
Yeah.
And I was having a couple of issues. Like personally, with being in this city, with certain things I saw on the street, and you know, I think today was like the most, the day that reminded me the most of why I kind of bounced. Like I had to deal with a couple of things, and I was like,
this is what it really what's
yeah,
really like.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Today I saw. In the morning at what 9 o'clock? This is the first I saw this in another city in West Africa, which was crazy. And I saw a lady, an older lady. She must have been in her 50s. Mama Mana.
Yeah.
With a
kapulana. That's the right way to put it.
Yeah, Mama Mana, the kapulana, tava tipo no. Estás a ver no município?
Yeah.
If you're walking
Samora Machel.
No, not Samora Machel. Patrice Lumumba, right? Does it continue as Patrice? No. That's not Patrice Lumumba. Man, I'm forgetting the name. Oshimin. Sorry.
Okay.
Oshimin. So the street from the back. Right?
Okay.
If you're walking on Oshimin, you pass Samora Machel.
Yeah.
So my first moment of we're walking. We're about four people on the zebra walks, on the crosswalks, and one of them was the guy who works at my dad's house, and he was helping me carry some things because we had a bunch of stuff, and it was kind of heavy. And we were struggling to walk with it. The thing is that it was close by, and we didn't have a car. So when we get to the crosswalk, like everyone had gotten to the crosswalk before the car,
mm-hmm.
and the driver didn't care. He drove, and for some reason, for a couple of seconds, he stopped in front of us on the crosswalk. We were on the crosswalk.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, it's simple. It's not beyond your understanding. So yeah, that's the first.
And especially if you see people that are there in the crosswalk before they're like, if it was something that he didn't see, and then you know, it probably yes.
And for me, the logic is if people are walking, they probably won't get to the place that they're going to as fast as you are, or you might be going to a more distant place, but like the effort is slightly bigger, I guess. I mean, at the end of the day, each has their problem at that day, at that moment. So,
but
for me, it's like, if you're walking, it's kind of more difficult and dangerous than if you're driving. So just give the people space. So anyways, so I'm dealing with this issue, like, this dude. And now do the first cross on Samora Machel, past the municipio. There's the other street that goes around it. The same thing happens with like three cars. Now I'm like losing my mind and I'm fuming, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, as I'm going, you know, there's like an abandoned plot there. I don't know if it's abandoned, but there's like an open plot. Yeah. It's now got like some fences and metal sheets. So the lady, the mamana, was on the corner of one of the fences because you can't see from the other sides.
Yeah.
And she was not crouching, but she was doing a number one standing.
Oh.
And it's like, whoa, dude.
Okay,
like,
let me get this clear. The number one is the liquid one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. No, just
so, yeah, she was pissing. So it was, you know, it was three little things that, like, in a day, like Ugo will tell you about his day today, and like these things accumulate. So, like in Rwanda, I'm not dealing with these things on a daily basis. I get out the house, and I don't see that, you know.
Mas para ti uma pergunta, para ti a tua saída de Moçambique, the reason that you had to go.
Yeah.
Foi uma questão mais pessoal, uma profissional, ou mesmo essas pequenas coisas that in society que te incomodam. E agora o que estás a falar é mais tipo uma falta de civismo.
Yeah.
And then it goes on, né? Há muita coisa que eu também acredito que nós que estamos cá e que ficamos por cá já estamos imunes. Já we see it as normal.
Há
coisas que não deviam ser normais, mas ficam, são normais. E falo que eu lembro muitas vezes em Nacala, da viagem do aeroporto para o hotel. Tu passas por zonas que as condições são horríveis.
Yeah.
E lembro que a primeira vez que eu passei, não me afetou, não vou dizer que that affected me, because it didn't, I would be lying, mas teve o seu impacto. Mas com o passar do tempo, it became normal. As pessoas estarem a viver nas condições que vivem, eu olhar para aquilo tornou-se normal. Então, como é que alguém que vive cá e que, doesn't matter how educated you are, que estas situações tornam-se normais, como é que nós vamos mudar isso? If it's normal, né? If it became normal, porque que tu vais mudar uma coisa que é normal? If you know what I mean, eu não sei se me estou a expressar muito bem.
Yeah, yeah.
Então, as pessoas que realmente têm o poder e a capacidade de fazer uma diferença, é difícil fazerem, porque são essas mesmas pessoas, me included, que já acham que the wrong que está-se a passar é normal.
Exactly. Business as usual.
Vamos continuando.
That's one of the things that I understand about you, because it makes, like, only when you get out of, I think you kind of understand it, especially when you travel a little bit and then you come back to Maputo. Like you travel for like a month or so, and you come back like, and then you understand, like, oh shit, this is what, like, you know, our status quo is, you know, this is like our default, you know, mentality type of thing, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, and just on that, you know, like, sorry, a long day, but just like Ricardo was saying, like H is gonna explain like his day, and for me, like this week for me is like been one of the like most challenging weeks of like my life in a while, you know, like professionally. Seriously? Professionally and also like personally, because, you know, I've always been like in and out of Mozambique, you know, when I come here, usually when I was studying abroad and that, has been coming here for like holidays, and holidays you don't really see much, you know, you see what you see, man. Yeah, family, I mean, wake up late, play PlayStation, late, drink at night.
Yeah, you know? You don't need to deal with, like, you know, public offices.
The usual, you know. And I think for me, like, it really hit me from a perspective that is like, yeah, like this is my country, bro. Like this is real. And I mean by that as in like the bureaucracy and just the way that people are programmed to like not only speak in a certain way but also think in a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, sorry again. What happened today for me that like kind of took me over the top was, you know, I'm not going to mention like where or anything like that, but it's like myself and Juan were trying to move a certain object and there was a cleaning lady and, you know, you could see that you kind of need three people to move this object. And so Juan and I are trying to move this object and there's a third person needed to remove this paper that's underneath this piece of plastic that we need to remove from this object. And it's a big object, so you really need like three people. And she, you know, we're like, sorry, just like, one second, do you mind just pulling the plastic with us just so, you know, we don't scratch the floor and things like that? And then she's like, no.
Damn, that's crazy.
And I was gobsmacked. Like, I literally was like, and Draw was like,
that's not my job.
Like, yeah, it's not my job. No, it's not my job. No, not my job. And we were like, huh? But after having a conversation with Wasi, shout out to Wasi, my sister, right? My other sister from another mother, if that makes sense. she was explaining to me that, like, also with a lot of things, you know, public buildings and things like that, sort of like everyone runs away from. Everyone sort of like goes to like private spaces and does events at private spaces because it's simple. It's, I need to do an event at your venue, I'm going to pay X amount, and it's going to be from Saturday or like from Sunday, from that time to that time. How much is it? Okay, it's this much. I'm going to take the bar and boom, done. You know, and with government spaces, it's even more challenging. But like she said something that really hit me today, as in like, if it's not going to be us youngsters going to like these government buildings and doing like events, who else is it going to be? Who else is going to change that mentality? You know, because the old guys, it's like leopard can't change the spots. Like they already, like I call it like gestão temperage. You know, like they already got the seasoning. You know, like so, gestão cozido. So it's like, you get my point, right? So it's like,
não queres dar bocadinho de contexto, and might as well just plug your shit. Eu não sei quanto tempo é que isto vai demorar a ser editado ou quando as pessoas ouvirem, but people can just Google it afterwards anyway, so I just want to plug in. So
para dar but it's like, no, I can mention it's the National Museum, you know, like you know, Museu de Arte, and I love that space, man. I think that space has got so much potential for youngsters like me, although I'm 32, I still consider myself a youngster, to do events there, you know, like to actually like go back there and actually own the space. It's okay, man. It's all good.
Yeah,
like, man. Open that beer.
I was just gonna open a beer, like, you know, silently.
Pull it up.
It's Coca-Cola.
Just a little bit. Power it up. So it's like, you know, it's like spaces like that for me have so much potential because, like, even the building, the way it's constructed, like from colonial times, you still have a lot of that charm. You still have a lot of, like, it's a building that has a lot of history from not only the way, like, it's built and so forth, but also, like, a lot of the artworks in there. So, and no disrespect to, like, other places across Maputo, like, private spaces, you know, Fundação, CCFM, like, amazing spaces.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go to national museums of, like, other countries, and they're proud, dude. Like, they're like, you know, this is our art. These are our artists. These are our, you know, this is our history. Yeah, these are our, you know what I mean? Like,
it's a compromise between the people. It's like, it's a debate. It's like the people's
civic
rights.
Duty, yeah.
So, yes, it's like, yeah, it's like governmental duty to, like, to provide these spaces for the people. Because otherwise, just close down the museum, just like, period, right. You know, or like, just
mas
close.
Posso fazer uma pergunta? Yeah. Como é que, o que, nós temos tantos problemas no nosso país.
Yeah.
Vocês acham que investir, yeah, exactly, investir dinheiro no não, não em arte, não estou a falar em arte, estou a falar mesmo em
coisas recreativas,
em cultura, em estudo, no disrespect, right. E claro que eu sei qual é o peso, qual é o peso, qual é a importância 100%. Que isso tem, mas é um bocadinho complicado nós estarmos preocupados com cultura e quadros, right. Quando tens alguém lá fora que está a morrer de fome e que tem escola.
Não, 100%.
So, agora estavas a dizer, Ricardo, de just close down, mas será que não é melhor termos nas condições que temos, ou será que é melhor não termos?
Tackle everything. I would go in a different perspective. Se tu fores olhar, por exemplo, o Brasil, né? Os gajos têm uma 20 anos atrás, não sei, estavam numa situação em que havia muita pobreza, tu falavas daquele people do Nordeste, que não tinham tipo cestas básicas, que até even a little bit more de 20 anos atrás, e tinha muito crime, não que agora não tenha, mas era tipo, o Brasil estava num estado muito problemático, né? Mas agora o que acontece? Entrou o Lula, né? Que ele teve muitas iniciativas, tipo, em termos de, pá, vamos lá fazer coisas sociais, vamos lá tentar dar cestas básicas ao pessoal, vamos lá tentar dar bolsas de estudo às pessoas que não têm, aos have-nots, casas, mas também ele focou muito na arte. Então eles criaram esses espaços culturais e recreativos em que o people vai, senta, aprende uma coisa nova, like, they really get to understand like, you know, how to be. They actually teach a lot through art. Então, eu acho que é importante no ponto de vista de criar uma forma de cívica, de saber estar. Estás a perceber? É importante mesmo criar uma forma cívica de saber estar, dando ênfase um bocadinho à arte. Porque, e é possível fazer tudo de uma vez, né? Eu acho que é possível fazer tudo de uma vez. Só tem que haver o querer, né? Porque muita gente faz as cenas, faz as coisas cá e não tem aquela... Eu acho que o problema aqui em Moçambique não é o que fazer, mas sim o caráter da pessoa à medida que vai fazendo as coisas. É tipo, hoje está-se a falar muito daquele polícia que ontem estava ali na chuva. Vocês viram, né?
Amazing.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Like, and everybody was like, wow. Like, nobody really could hate
nós
on that.
Nós estamos habituados.
Yeah. Estamos tão habituados ao básico.
Estamos habituados.
Estamos tão habituados
que quando tem chuva...
Com uma coisa errada que
speed
when
up.
We see something that is being done... we see, normalmente, tipo, o pessoal até fica tipo... Tá a chover, os cabos não estão na rua, mas houve aquilo, estás a ver? Então eu acho que é uma coisa, é importante também focar desse lado cultural, nessa perspectiva, né? Tem coisas didáticas, tem coisas também para relaxar e coisas assim. E o outro stress está a acontecer com isso também, do polícia, que acho agora está a receber, estão a fazer, as empresas, né? Estão a fazer um... influencing marketing, a usar a imagem dele. Né?
Estão-se a aproveitar um pouco.
Do gajo. Mas só que agora people hating também estão a dizer, which is written on the constitution too, that he's not allowed to take any presents or gifts or whatever from
yeah, it's
from
like this. Bribing.
It's like bribing. Yeah. But the thing is, like, I would overlook that law just for the sense of like, okay, if maybe it's gonna motivate others to do the right thing. Porque, pá, the haters agora.
Eu acho que ele vai ter haters mesmo da polícia, bro. Okay, Mr. Brothers, Mr. Make like it colleagues.
Yeah, Mr. Make It Rain. Mr.
Make It Rain. On the literal sense of it. Yeah, exactly.
Não, mas, olha, eu concordo 100% com o que tu estás a dizer, KK. Só que acho que... percebo o que estás a dizer, só que acho que a comparação não é justa. Né? Em questões de que o Brasil tem 500 anos e nós temos 44.
Yeah, we're babies. Né? Nós somos infanas. Yeah. Uma fica isolos. Então,
backgrounds completamente diferentes. Mas, anyway, mas eu percebo exatamente o point que a influência que, e o impacto positivo que a arte pode ter no desenvolvimento de uma sociedade for the well-being of everyone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Culture in general.
A cena que eu estava a tentar te mostrar é tipo Theodore Roosevelt. O gajo, I'm not like very, very well informed.
I actually know about
the American Federation of Arts.
Yeah.
Theodore Roosevelt, the nice thing is that he reserved a lot of the reservations in terms of lands, in terms of arts, in terms of libraries and things like that. Even theaters for arts, like he did it like back then. Porque o state estava numa posição, this was in the 1900s, early 1900s. Estava numa posição que tipo, a indústria do oil estava a crescer, então... E a cena é que... Acho que eu estava a comentar com alguém que o Theodore... Ah, acho que foi contigo, né?
Sim.
Theodore Roosevelt...
Que foi uma família rica que...
Ele já era uma família rica, tá vendo? Então, eles entraram ali...
Depois entrar na política.
Yeah, não era fácil, tipo... fazer um lobby with the Roosevelts and stuff like... Are we gonna pay you this much, so you need to do what we want? No, he actually played it the opposite way. He was like, okay, cool, I'm just gonna get to that position of power... Then everybody's gonna play my game. And then once he became a president, he started doing all this ratifications of like, okay, like we need to, provide public funding for arts. We need to provide public funding for nature. We need to provide, and then he reserved all these things. And those are things that are still ongoing until now. Mas claro, mas naquela altura os states não estava tão desenvolvido como está hoje.
Yeah.
They were probably like they were obviously top 10 most wealthy nations in the world, but they were not the most wealthy nation in the world.
Yeah. No, but they were great.
No, they're the biggest economy.
They were great.
They were great.
They're trying to make them great again, so they're probably great.
Maga. Mas basicamente o que eu estava a dizer é que é difícil, com tantos problemas que nós temos em tantos departamentos do país, é difícil focarmos em algo que não nos vai dar um retorno tão imediato, retorno imediato, porque o retorno vai sempre haver, não é? Um retorno imediato e possivelmente visível to the naked eye.
Yeah.
Okay.
E eu tenho uma crítica, eu estava a falar com o Ricardo acerca disto, não quero fugir muito se formos para falar disto um bocadinho mais, please stop me now and then we can carry on. Mas é que a minha crítica para o mundo da arte em Maputo, né? Que eu já tinha falado com o Ricardo acerca disso. Não falo em Moçambique, eu vivo em Maputo. Eu posso comentar aqui. Não seria justo comentar no norte ou onde quer que seja. Mas acredito que seja pior. Mas, anyway...
Mas estás a falar de...
Mas, a questão
o mundo da arte é pior?
Não, falo do fora do estado, tipo... A minha crítica aqui talvez seja mais forte para fora da província de Maputo. For the obvious reasons, né?
Tipo que tu estás exposed to.
E a minha questão para o Ricardo era que nós estávamos a conversar e eu comentei que eu... For some reason, eu sei quando é que os filmes nos Estados Unidos vão sair. Eu sei quando vai haver um concerto big em Portugal, por exemplo.
Word.
Ou quando é que vai haver... Yeah. Ou quando o Jay-Z vai a Joburg para fazer um concerto. Yeah. I know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eu sou exposed to that. Somehow, I don't even know how, mas somehow essa informação chega até mim.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That said, quando falamos de... eventos de arte ou o que quer que seja nas várias formas que a arte pode ter, eu sinto que eu não tenho esse tipo de informação, não me chega esse tipo de informação. É verdade que o meu interesse também não é igual, yes, mas os outros promoters, que seja assim, they make sure que eu vou receber aquela informação, eu vou estar interessado naquela informação. Chega até a mim pelas vias que chega, mas muitas das vezes eu sei que acontecem concertos, sei que acontecem expositions, lançamentos de livros e várias coisas cá.
Eu acho que
I had no idea.
Mas eu acho que também, to a certain extent, art has also got to do with your interest.
Yeah.
Like, you have to open up. You have to let, like, if it's art is not like, I cannot really say this because it's unfair. I cannot say that a blockbuster movie is not a piece of art. You know, like, there's a whole bunch of them which are great. But art is not like, it speaks to you differently, you know. It's about engaging the spectator, well, the creator as well. Who said it, Adama was quoting James Baldwin.
Yeah.
And basically, James Baldwin is this amazing writer.
Yeah.
Amazing documentary about him called I'm Not Your Negro. And there's like, dude's got a couple of books as well.
Yeah, he's out of this world.
There's a fruit. Yeah. The whole thing was that artists are poets, right? And the whole idea is that they're writing the poetry that... the poetry of the world, you know? But the thing is, you have to have the intention to read it. It's like, there's like, oh, there's a movie out tonight, no sé qué. You know about it, but you have to go and watch the movie and sit through the 2 hours and intake it. And with art, it's a little more compromised. Like, art needs a little more compromise than just getting the information. Art is, at least this is my way of seeing it, like, you have to go and search for it. You have to, because if you don't go searching for it, it's coming to you.
No, that's just
and then the give and take is different.
I respectfully disagree.
But I agree. Let me give you an example. I agree in the sense that, like,
I understand you, though.
I agree, but the level here in Mozambique is bigger, but I think it's kind of the same thing. Like, for example, I think, like, writing a book is an art. So it's a form of culture.
Yeah, definitely.
And I feel like the books that hit our spectrum is because we are looking for it. You know, we actively looking for it. We have an eye open. Like, we know more or less when a book that interests us is going to come out, you know. So we kind of look for it. Same thing with music. Like, I'm going to be looking out for, like, a Jay-Z album because I'm a Jay-Z fan. But, like, there are people that probably don't know that Jay-Z released 444 two, three years ago. Yeah. And the thing is that's not gonna hit their radar because there's so much to consume from. That's difficult. But bringing it to the perspective of the Mozambique perspective, like you were talking about, that gap gets significantly bigger in the sense that, like, it's, even if you're interested, it's even more difficult for you to find out about it because you actually need to actively look. Yeah, like, sometimes it's not gonna be on a newspaper. Like, you need to go and look on the blog, and sometimes the blogs are not updated
routinely. Que eu não sei se fazem no resto do mundo, são os emails que eles mandam, são newsletters.
Yeah, newsletters are still happening.
Yeah,
with every perspective.
And I think I want to give you one example too, in the sense that, like, nas províncias também it happens, but
media fucks.
It happens in the sense that, like, you have the community cinemas, right? The communities.
And radios too.
And what happens there is that they actually get packed compared to more standards, you know?
Yeah.
Not more, to Maputo standards, in the sense that...
Yeah.
So, there is some, but the thing is, like, I feel like the problem here is information, which is the problem with every layer of things.
I'll tell you what.
It's information.
One thing I've realized is that
it's not only culture. It's not only culture. It's like it's culture. It's if you want to open a business. It's if you want to, you know, donate to something. Because if you ask, okay, what are the donations available? You're going to be like, maybe that. But you don't know because the information is not, well, diffused.
Readily available.
And I think, I agree with you, KK. I think you hit the nail on its head there where I think there's a couple of things. One being, you mentioned it now, being media. Meaning that I think that up to now, I've only kind of seen like probably like one sort of like app/web. I don't even know if they have websites Ubi.
And
they started doing like their thing is like information about like events, also like restaurants.
Começou este ano ou começou ano passado?
Shout out to Anima.
And void now.
And now Ubi is like on its own. It's becoming like a beast of its own. Because like you could tell that like citizens, you know, cidadãos de Maputense, né, estão interessados de ter esta informação. Just like you asking the question of like, when will I know when, you know, a performance is happening, an art exhibition, a book launch or whatever it is.
It reminds me, Mapa das Artes as well is out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
you can find it like a lot of
people. So it's a pamphlet, right?
I think.
Para o mês.
Exactly. Yeah. Mapa das Artes is amazing. It's amazing. And but I think you're right. Like I agree with you 100%. There's all these things. Like there's Ubi, there's Mapa das Artes. You know, there might be some guy in his office that also feels the way we do and going like, fuck, I didn't know about that performance. I didn't know about the art exhibition that, you know, Moleskine Foundation and Nima and Furanzilo are doing next week, plugging.
You've been asking me to plug it for a while.
There's people that won't know.
Yeah.
Like, and they won't know.
But let's be honest. But you know, like in all fairness, like we also have a little bit of a selective behavior.
Exactly.
Like
that's what I was getting to. There's still a bit of like circles and clicks. So
the artwork specifically.
But not only thing. Like we went to an event yesterday at Casa do Pancho.
Yeah.
That event.
Uh huh.
That event, you know, for me was like, it's like, if you know, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Pusha T song. Yeah, if you know, you know. It's like the creative sort of community.
Eu sinto muito isso, até comentei com o Ricardo. É um círculo, pelo menos para quem está de fora, e eu sou uma das pessoas que está de fora, disse, é um círculo que me parece muito fechado.
Quando alguém
comenta, quando eu já fiz este comentário com várias pessoas, que é tipo, ah, não, é porque tu não queres saber, ou é porque tu não estás interessado, ou é porque a culpa é sempre do consumidor.
Mas, dude, eu mandei-te aquela cena. Tu perguntaste-me, when is the main event?
Sim, porque eu já tinha recebido.
Nada, eu mandei-te aquela cena para tu ires ver a cena.
Mas o meu ponto não é eu querer ir ver. O meu ponto é eu ter toda a informação disponível, porque eu posso não querer ir ver o evento que tu me convidaste para ir ver.
Ok.
Because that shit sucked. It looked like it sucked.
No.
Mas não, estou brincando.
A questão é eu ter
essa informação toda.
Ready and available for you to.
É mais por aí, porque parece que as pessoas que estão a promover isso. Isto parece-me a mim, eu posso estar errado, não sou dono da razão. Parece que as pessoas estão a promover isto, estão a promover para os seus próprios meios, para os círculos fechados deles.
They want to shine in their friends. I understand your worry. That could be intentional,
but also like unintentional too, because like everybody would always want like new people to come to their events. So, you know, like one thing that's helping a lot and what I've realized is like, for example, like in South Africa, you know, where the other half of my life is like RSVP email, like works, you know, like people respond to that. People actually, you know,
here
I've realized that WhatsApp is the shit. Like WhatsApp, yeah, yeah, yeah. you wanna invite someone to something like WhatsApp, and they'll respond immediately, and bam, cool,
yeah,
done. And another thing in Mozambique is Facebook as well. Like people interact a lot on Facebook, bro.
It's heavy.
It's heavy. And it's those sort of like differences.
Yeah.
But I think one of the things that I've realized, because I've noticed a lot of like things coming and going. So for me, it's like consistency is key too. So if you're creating like a platform that my thing is like to tell people about like Avenge the Jart or Avenge the Musica or book whatever launches is, or whatever it is, there's also a level of consistency. And like so sometimes what ends up happening is that like you'll find guys that, you know, will want to keep something going for like a while, but they either lose interest or no funding or something, and then it stops.
Yeah.
But I think WhatsApp is the solution right now. No, in terms of Maputo.
And Instagram.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah.
I think
you don't like know.
I'm sorry. You're on the gram.
The point that I wanted to bring is Malcolm Gladwell tipping point theory, in the sense that, like, you know, this thing will also reach a tipping point. You know, I feel like whatever is right to be done needs to still be done. So whatever is right to be done, which is if we still need to invest the little capital that we have into culture, it still needs to be invested. We still need these spaces. We still need the people to keep doing the things that they are. The circles, I don't think they're going to open. They're still going to be completely true with you. I feel like the circles will stay the same because
you jump into it as well.
One of the problems with people that like liberal arts people, they feel like they know a little bit more than the average show, which could be true. Which is like, it's like a mentality thing. It's already in your mind. You always think like, oh, I kind of know more. Exactly. So, but the thing is like, I wanted to agree. I was bringing up Malcolm Gladwell in the sense of like, you know,
love that dude.
It's still like epidemia, né? In the sense of like, you know, there's the people that create and they have these circles, but then you need to still have those people that know about everything in town, you know, and like I feel like here in Mars, like especially in terms of like pop culture, you still get like one or two friends that know about everything in town, but you know, I think like sometimes they don't realize their potential, in the sense that like the potential of knowing about all these things.
Yeah.
And then you need to get that person that actually is the seller, you know, which would be the person that would be like, okay,
the plug.
I saw these people doing this, you know, like, you know, at Núcleo d'Arte or somewhere there. Let's bring this into the mainstream. Like, we can still cook this up and bring it to the mainstream. And of course that takes time. Sometimes it takes 5 years, sometimes it takes 10, sometimes it takes 2.
Yeah.
Who knows, you know? But like, I feel like the right things should still be done. But I feel like at one point people need to be looking more into like from a detached perspective, in the sense like, okay, you know, there's being art being produced there. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's people that know how to talk about art, and they'll critique the shit out of it if it's right, if it's good, if it's not, if they feel included or not, you know. Let's, you know, start shifting the path. So we kind of need someone that's going to mexer as marionetes type of thing, you know.
Yeah.
I think to make everything click, because I feel like at this point, as coisas estão segregadas and things work in circles, like art works in that circle. And then business works in that circle. So the mainstream idea is complicated. So we feel like, you know, we don't know a lot about stuff, which is true. We don't know it.
Yeah.
But I feel like people here, they're still not interested in selling information. They're just interested in selling and used products.
Yeah.
Because there's a value in selling information, you know. So I think that's my perspective in the sense of it, like, we're still working. We still need to get to that tipping point things will change.
I feel you on that. Like, I'm an the kill way, the tip. Hey, I'm not going to teach this guy this thing. This is my thing.
Yeah.
But it's like knowledge that has been written on the book that somebody is sharing with you. So I'm not going to share this book with this guy. I'm going to share it with him, like two of these books. It's just like...
E depois tem o ponto que o Ed estava a dizer, ok, temos as pessoas que começam a fazer, a produzir something, como nós começamos com isto aqui, que nós até agora temos poucos, a few listeners.
We don't fucking know what we're doing.
Yeah, nós não temos a mínima ideia que estamos a fazer, but we're doing it. E possivelmente haveremos de parar um dia, yes, isto não vai durar para sempre, I'm sorry folks. To break that down.
Hey, you never know.
Mas a minha questão é que se um dos maiores problemas é a parte financeira para manter estes projetos a avançarem.
Yeah,
não é?
Sustainability.
É complicado essa parte. É complicado. E para quem tem dinheiro, não dá dinheiro
sem
ter retorno.
Exato.
Então, acho que é um bocado. Philanthropy. É um bocado. Counterproductive, tu produzir something e estás num círculo porque o dinheiro está in the masses, in volume. Tu precisas de pessoas, precisas de que a informação flua para, por exemplo, eu que estou a falar que não tenho informação, mas e como tu enviaste-me um convite para eu ver algo, mas eu não quero, mas tu enviaste esse convite para 100 pessoas.
Não, por acaso não.
Não, mas se tu tivesse enviado para 100 pessoas, se calhar tinhas conseguido 20 ou 30.
Sim, sim.
E essas 30 pessoas tinham enviado para mais 100 pessoas, está a ver?
Yeah.
E a informação teria-se difundido muito melhor.
Muito melhor, yeah. No,
that's my point. O meu ponto é o...
The dynamic or the effect... The effectivity or effectiveness?
Efficiency.
Efficiency. God damn it.
Thank you.
Just words. We're talking, man.
So the efficiency of
da divulgação da informação. Daquilo
of the communication. The efficiency of the message.
Porque eu não sei o que... Quantas vezes aqui é que tu já ouviste uma música que na primeira vez tu disseste, ah, fuck, essa música é rafeira.
Yeah.
And then levas de um brainwash... Que 2 weeks later, tu é que estás a escolher aquela música sozinho. Porque those people, they tell you o que é que tu tens que gostar.
Yeah, mas that's why,
it's like Black Eyed Peas, all their songs were done around the boardroom. Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, man. But the thing is, that's why art is about the hunt. It's not about what they're feeding you, you see. That's why, that's the thing is, you go there, you go somewhere, and you intentionally look at something. You search for it. You know, again, no. But
eu tava em Lisboa. Tava em Lisboa agora nas férias. 3 days.
How many galleries did you go to?
Não, mas sabia que Banksy tava, havia uma arte exposição do Banksy porque aquela merda estava em todo lado.
Yeah, mas...
Eu não fui, sim. Mas quantas pessoas é que viram aquilo e foram?
Yeah, ok, mas a minha pergunta é...
Eu não estava interessado, eu não estou a dizer que eu tenho que ir. A minha questão não é eu querer ir.
Okay. But it's like you've been exposed to saber that something's happening.
Yeah. A informação.
Eu, apesar de eu não querer ir, alguém pode
vai querer ir.
Mas se eu não tenho essa informação...
But it's like it was so in your face that you knew something was happening.
Exactly. Por exemplo, o vosso evento on Monday... Como é que se chama o vosso evento? Again, so people can Google
it's
it.
At work.
At work.
Ah,
yeah. O vosso evento, claro que existem também, a magnitude do evento é diferente, existe um budgeting, existe essas coisas todas, and I'm sure.
But our event is private, though.
Vocês estão making ends meet com very little.
Yeah.
Não é? Pessoalmente, e acho que não devem gastar muito na divulgação, deve ser mais informal. Não é do que e mais based on people's skills e quem é que as pessoas conhecem e tentar gather as much people as you can around that. Mas se vocês metessem, se houvesse dinheiro, then again, it's all about the money. Se houvesse dinheiro para vocês porem banners na cidade toda, como a não montar essas.
Yeah.
Não é?
Well, Frelimo flags.
Yeah, I didn't want to go one there. yeah, mas no, é isso. But there's an example, né?
It is what it is. Why should we be embarrassed?
Como é que possivelmente haviam ter muito mais pessoas a atenderem o vosso evento.
Mas mais uma coisa.
Essa é que é a minha questão. Essa é que é. That's the point. That's where I put my
finger on.
Yeah, on now, it. That's
I,
it.
I agree with you in the sense that like you're right. Tipo, se tivesses a ver mais posters de uma coisa dar, tu podes não ir a primeira, a segunda, a terceira ou a quarta vez, mas a quinta, tu quem é esse gajo? people that the name keeps coming up, and you're like, okay, cool, let me just go and check it out. Who's this? Who the hell is this guy?
Yeah,
and then probably you fall in love with it, and then you know when that the second one come doesn't take five times; it probably takes three times now, and then yeah. the other takes two times, which you're right. The thing about the investment, it's not that it's not there. Eu acho que há muito investimento. O que acontece, por exemplo, like when I speak with some people that are heads of this like development agencies that actually have money to invest in culture and other things, like they'll tell you like, hey, sometimes you have a budget of $60 million and we just use $200,000 or $400,000. The problem is, how is the plan or the project conceptualized and implemented, yeah. you know? Yeah. Because we don't know how to present. Because I feel like we are so anxious into getting results that we like we don't spend time like thinking about it. Okay, like this is. I don't think you should spend a lot of time thinking about it. But like, yeah,
as well. Sim, what's going to be the impact?
Tu falaste do WhatsApp aqui que tem muito impacto aqui. Eu acho que aqui uma das coisas que deve ter mais impacto. And this is just an educated guess. A rádio.
Yeah, for sure. Radio.
Sim, tu quando ouve aqui o Yeah. Como é que se chama aquela merda? A festinha do Bau, ou não sei o que, uma merda qualquer de miúdos que.
Advanced.
Lá no
Aquapark.
Morreram pessoas, yeah, não sei o que. Estava cheio demais. Yeah. Yeah, people died. Porque estava cheio demais. Quando estavam a sair, stampede, whatever, people died.
Somebody was responsible. Uma tragédia.
E quando houve aquilo outra vez lá embaixo de. Do Panda, festa do Panda, yeah, não sei
always,
o quê.
I, like, ever since I was a
que
child,
também estava cheio de gente, mas cheio like a abarrotar.
Too much.
Yeah, too yeah. much. Quando houve o show, o air show do Aeroclube.
I was getting anxious.
Que estava cheio de gente também. Mas isto são eventos com patrocinadores gigantes.
Yeah.
A informação é difundida de um level.
It's another level.
Yeah, de outro level. Mas quando eu vejo questões de, por exemplo, eu vi um status de um gajo, um conhecido, que houve, ele foi ao lançamento de um livro cá. I had no fucking idea.
Yeah.
And I like books, mas eu não tinha ideia que aquilo estava a acontecer.
And bro, it's back to, it's just like music,
but
man.
Basically,
like
I'm repeating myself, so I'm repeating myself, so I'm going to close this down. But that's it.
My opinion to close this thing is
como é que vocês
like,
acham que podia-se melhorar isso?
My opinion and my position on this thing is that we need to start educating people to become curious more than feeding people information and stuffing people with information. Mm. I think that we need a society that is rather curious than waiting for information to be given to them.
Yeah, that should be like the basic.
But you know that comes from school, yeah, brother.
So the I think there's a lack of that, and I think that's why five people are dying in a crowd of 500. I don't know how many people were there in a crowd of 500, which is only capacitated for 10,000. Our shoppas are always overcrowded. Like we look at our infrastructures, and like there's a complete like imbalance. You know. Yeah. There's a complete imbalance. You go to a Museo Nacional d'Arte and there's like five people and they're all workers. There's nobody going there, but it's open and it's cheap to go. But there's no one. And then you go to like, going to the club here, well, anywhere in the world, to be honest. But like, there's an imbalance. And then we go around and around and we, these people that consume art, they think they're better than the other people because these people are listening to Musica Pimba and the guy who like is into the arts and everything is listening to Fela Kuti and everything.
Yeah.
But like, unfortunately, we have less curious people trying to find out who Fela Kuti is, trying to like find out what are the lyrics on Jay-Z rather than just listen to the beat and like, scream on the on like the chorus.
I think I agree with him in the sense of like if people were more curious. Yeah. Imagine this.
Eu acho que a sociedade artística em Maputo is snobbish.
No, but it's like that.
Said it.
No, but I think it's like
that. Ling.
But I think it's like that everywhere. But I think
it's like that everywhere.
Everywhere, like people that are 100% into art, they think they're the best. And
yeah, it's like I've got friends.
Some people think they're very pretentious. Some people are quite pretentious.
But I don't think there's anything bad with that. I feel like, you know, artists, especially because art, you as an artist, you need to deal with a lot of criticism.
But I don't think it's necessarily the artists themselves. Yeah. It's the people who go there and
look, it's because of the circle. Yeah,
sorry.
But the point is that I agree with him in the sense of like people need
Ricardo. Yeah.
Yeah. With Ricardo in the sense of like people need to be more curious in the sense of like if imagine this. If like all of us as friends, right? And our friends like the same things that we like and stuff like that. And we come from the same schools, we do the same thing because we're always on the same, we only have the same types of friends and whatever. We're not going to have any curiosity in the sense of like, okay, let me try this type of food. Let me go and try and drink somewhere there. And then you can make a decision for yourself like, oh, that doesn't work for me, clearly. But like what happens here is that we are so engaged in our circles and we don't have that idea of like, hey, deixa eu experimentar aí. Quem está falando que há um karaoke, eu nunca fui a um karaoke. Okay, let me just go and try it. And then you'll be like, oh, okay, I didn't like it. But the thing is like, I feel like here we don't have that curiosity and we end up putting judgments out of nowhere.
My point I'm trying to make is that it's not only here, man.
It's all over.
It's everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
that's why I was trying to run away from
London recently, like I have friends that I grew up with and, you know, in the UK and also Swansea. And it's like these guys as well, like, yeah, okay. They're exposed to like pop culture and like, you know, they have like other things, but they also kind of stuck to their ways, if I use that term, in terms of, you know, am I going to try something like different? It's like, oh, but like that kind of feels weird. Like, should I actually do
it? No. But my point is like, you can still stay stuck to your ways. So sorry, just to make this point. But the thing is, I feel like here in Mozambique, it's going to be more difficult for you to, like, for example, in South Africa, you might have a friend that likes heavy metal. Like, you know, you're not into it. And you're not going to change because it's your friend.
Yeah.
But you have a friend that likes heavy metal and he likes going to different things.
You're going to listen to
heavy metal. But here, I feel like we also don't have friends that are indifferent. So it's difficult for us to like
be exposed to other things.
Out of all these things. You'd be like, oh,
because they like the same things. Like the things.
Do I like it or not? Um leque de amigos bastante variado.
Sim, mas estás.
I think
you are the exception. I really do think you are the exception. But I feel like we tend to gravitate to friends that reinforce the beliefs that we have.
Sim, yes.
You know,
you feel protected in your own
exactly,
bubble.
Exactly. So that's the point that I'm trying to make, in a sense. Like,
it's and they're also ways.
Educated. Mas teus amigos, eu estava já agora a falar de Swansea e Swansea Friends. Eles podem não querer ir, mas do they know about it? Será que eles sabem que está a acontecer? Do they have that option?
Yeah.
Porque most of the people aqui eu acho que não têm essa opção.
Yeah, de informação.
Porque as pessoas têm que ser como aqui o nosso amigo Ricardo estava a dizer que people have to be more curious.
No, and I think when
and
you mentioned
go for it, look, é verdade, tens razão até, mas till a certain point, porque tu podes estar curioso e tu podes procurar, mas tu não encontras nada.
But Marcio, your efforts. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
The thing is, if people were more curious, they would ask the same questions that you're asking.
Yeah.
And then, or hopefully, people are being curious and also asking the same question that you are.
Yeah.
And trying to find a solution to this problem, because I feel you on this, like. And when you say like information is not just like, because we already have what I'm understanding. We already have the Mr. Bao information. We have the have them
and
Mr. Roger information
fed to you.
But we don't have like the information about Gonçalo Mabunda or about Mario Masilao or about Nelly, who just like won prizes and is like exhibiting outside and like we don't have this information. Out there being espalhadas,
só sei
not even
quem é Gonçalo
Mabunda
porque tu já me disseste.
Yeah.
That's it.
Houve aquela altura que estava a fazer a tua exposição like in other places outside of the country. If I didn't know that like personally, like through common friends that you were actually going other countries and exposing your art.
It's complicated for like and you see like.
Posso ter uma pergunta, Ricardo? Yeah. Tu ainda tens peças em Maputo à venda?
Não neste momento.
Ah, okay.
You're gonna have to go visit in Rwanda. Just yeah.
Like, eu queria mudar isto.
Aqui. I'm actually curious, man. What's a day in the life like in Rwanda, bro?
Day in the life, dude. It's God, nice,
I'm curious, man, because I'm trying to go out there next year, 2020.
Yeah.
2020. Probably around June. I'm going to come through.
Bro, I also want to come through, man.
Yo, you better
prepare like a room, man. You know,
you got a place.
Bring
Don't
your
worry.
Tents.
Olha, take a pee.
We got enough space.
Yeah, we got enough space.
There's enough to feed the need.
Man, a day in the life. Let's say I've got work. I wake up. Let's say I got work at like night, at the end of the night, and it'll go through the rest of the day, the following day. So I usually, if I have work at night, I sleep late the previous day. I wake up early so that I can sleep in the afternoon. So I wake up early. I wake up at about 5 a.m. I've just started painting there. So if I have something I need to continue or scribble or still work on, I'll go and work on that till around 6-7. I'll depending on my mood, whether I'll eat at home or some cafe, I'll have breakfast probably at like around 9, so like at around 8. If I'm no longer focused, which I probably will be at 8, like still focused on
como é que se chama a técnica artwork agora que tu estás a praticar,
so
desenvolver
I've just
aplicar
started. I'm learning lino cuts, which is on linoleum blocks, and you use like some metal sharp metal tools to carve into the lino block. You kind of carve the negative, and whatever stays protruded out, you pass ink over it, and then you press it against the paper, and then you remove it. It's like a stamp. Yeah. It's like a stamp, but then
tu
like...
Tu tens tênis online? Tipo gallery, Flickr account.
Tenho Tumblr. Tenho Tumblr antigo.
We'll put it in the description.
My website tá down agora. I don't feel like I need a website right now. Right. Like, I'm still paying for it, but I'm sure if you did
Google your name,
you can I don't know on Google though. I don't know. I tried Googling myself like a year ago and
I
was like, nah, okay, cool.
Damn.
Damn it, Google.
Like traveling across Africa, obviously, like what new countries have you been to?
Okay, so I'll just like go through it.
Yeah.
Okay. So new countries that I've been to. Been to like as in stayed there or like just flown to, because it's different.
No, I think more like stayed there. I think stayed there because flown to, just flying. I mean,
yeah,
you don't really.
Just,
yeah, that doesn't
really
count.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I've been to Benin. I stayed in Cotonou.
Yeah.
Which is not the capital city.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's like Joburg, Pretoria.
Yeah, Joburg, Pretoria.
And Cotonou is, they got quite an interesting history.
Right. Yeah.
And they are, and vibe too. West Africa's got a vibe, man. Shit.
That's true, man.
And like, man.
That's true.
Yeah.
I felt that when I was in Lagos, man.
Yeah.
It's a different world.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. Different way of life. Yeah, like, the way they interact with you, like, it's not just like a bon dia, ciao kind of thing. It's like, good morning, how are you doing? Or like, that's open. It's kind of, I don't know, this is what I felt. I might be wrong because I haven't been there long enough.
If that's how you felt, that's how you felt.
I felt that like you could say good morning to someone. I didn't, like, my French is weak. Yeah. So So I couldn't.
You couldn't keep the conversation going.
I couldn't keep it going, so I kept it Mozambican. Hey, bon dia, bon dia. Ça va, ça va. Okay, merci.
Au revoir, au revoir.
Au revoir. Salut. And so, like,
by the way, só para quem está a ouvir, if you Google Ricardo Palma Pinto, painter Mozambique, you'll find
Palma
out.
Palma Pinto?
Yeah. Ricardo Palma Pinto, painter Mozambique.
Palma Pinto, because I don't have Palma Pinto. It's crazy.
Niggas know your name.
Because my dad is Palma Pinto.
But it's there.
Plug. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the history. Okay, it's so in my blood. Palma Pinto is my blood. So. The company I'm flying for has two bases, one in Kigali and one in Cotonou. And so sometimes you can get selected if you volunteer to do so. Go work in Cotonou for a period, and it depends on how long they need you there. So I stayed there for 15 days, stayed in Benin. And then from Benin, I flew, we would do a day in my life in Benin would be 2 days would be wake up in Cotonou, take off at 1 p.m. around 1 p.m. to Libreville, Douala, Libreville. Sorry, Cotonou, Libreville, Cotonou, Libreville again, and Libreville, Douala. Douala is in Libreville is Gabon and Douala,
yeah.
Cameroon,
yeah.
So you sleep in Douala. I stayed, there was one night where we arrived earlier and we got to go out. Mm. Man, vibes, brother. Fomos ao mercado do peixe. Eu não sabia que estava no mercado do peixe até falar com o meu colega um mês depois. There were no lights. There were no lights in the place. Bro. Yo, crazy. There was no electricity in probably in half of the city. And so we got out the hotel and we just drove into the darkness. It was dark, 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 dark. We get there, we had seafood, and I'm thinking, okay, we are in Douala, it's coastal, we're gonna have seafood. But I didn't know that we were at the fish market. And the vibe was, you know the vibe
that
we had
at the smell. Not even the smell. The smell didn't give it away.
It was a bunch of smells, man. It was a whole bunch of smells. The smell of seafood wasn't strong enough. Oh. I'm serious. We walked into a place. We walked into a place which had indoors. And the guys wanted to stay indoors. They wanted to be let's be cool guys and be indoors. I was thinking, nah, man, just stay outside. It's going to be nicer. But those are new colleagues, you know, and I also didn't want to be the guy who's criar confusão.
Where was this, Gabon?
No, this is in Cameroon.
Okay.
So we went inside to a barraca kind of thing. Like, it's got that museo / Mercado do Peixe Antigo.
Yeah, the old vibe.
Gave me a Mozambican vibe. It reminded me of Mozambique.
Mercado do Peixe here was the vibe, bro.
Yeah, man. It was ultimate vibes.
I don't know about the hygiene and
but it was the vibe. Yeah, it was not the best, but
let's just leave it at that.
So we got
but it's old one. The new one is better. So
yeah.
If you didn't get sick by then, by now, don't worry about it. You're not going to get sick anymore.
We got a new one now. Chinese gave it to us.
Japanese.
Japanese, yes. Japanese, yes.
And so I got out of the spot. and I got, we get into we go indoors, and it's not smelling so nice. And I see it in the faces of my colleagues, because I get in hey, brother. And I'm cool. I'm like, I
fuck it.
They were all Rwandan because they were all cabin crew.
Was the smell like Katinga?
Epa, era uma cena Katinga com ver aquele smell de aquele smell de cerveja que tá ali the brewery. Mas também tens smell ali de tentação.
What you smelled, my brother, is experience.
Yeah. That place had
somebody
experience.
Somebody else's.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just like a whole bunch of smells. You know, people go there, chikal, sushala, é uma cena, estás a ver?
Where the fuck were you?
I was in Douala, man.
But
the thing is, so like I could see in my colleagues' faces, they weren't so happy. I was like, 5, 4, 3, 2. Hey, guys, I don't think it's nice here. Let's go outside. They're like, yeah. Bazam. We got out. We went and sat outside. We ate to the light of our cell phones. The food was amazing. Like grilled fish. I hadn't had grilled like
fresh. Dude, I went to a Cameroonian restaurant in Yeovil, in Joburg. And dude, I think until today, I've never tasted fish so good like in that place.
Yeah, man.
So I imagine how it was.
Dude. It was really good, man.
Yeah,
it was tasty, dude. Tasty. Dude. Man. And I didn't try anything rather than what I know because I was flying the following day. So I was like, keep it safe, you know. I just had the fish, some chips. Uma saladinha básica.
Qual é a religião do nos camarões?
The main one. Islam.
Islam.
But the main one?
Is there a main one? I mean, does Mozambique have a main one?
Acho que sim. Acho que Moçambique é cristianismo. Mas apesar do norte do país ser muslim. Mas acho que sim. Christian and Catholic tem a diferença?
Is there a main these days? Though, let's be honest.
Christian is the best.
Okay, I'm just going to stick to Jesus and Allah.
There's a difference between main
and Muhammad.
God damn it.
Christian is the big...
It's majority. Yeah. So there's a difference between main and majority.
Yeah.
So majority, yes, but like main...
Não, nós não temos. Então nós não temos nada.
Yeah. Não, nós temos. Well,
nós temos uma religião oficial, não temos.
Temos.
Espera aí. The thing is, the main thing is, when there's Eid, the Christians go to work.
Yeah.
When there's Christmas...
Everybody.
The Muslims don't have to go to work.
Exactly.
Yeah, so,
like a lot of things. No,
mas Christmas não é religious holiday. I mean, no Christmas, but é family day.
Escolha a Páscoa. Escolha a Páscoa.
Já não é Natal.
It's
family day.
Olha para Páscoa. Páscoa, todo mundo vai para casa.
Yeah.
Muslim. 5 de dezembro é a celebração do birth of Christ, não é?
Yeah.
That's why family gets together.
I have a question for both of you that are pilots, man. What happens when you gotta take a shit and you're like in midair, bro? Do you go or do you hold it?
Fuck.
I've been always curious.
A minha tática é: tens que deixar até the tip sair. You gotta let it come out just a little bit. Just the tip. Just enough to put that stain on your boxes. Just enough.
To remind
and then
you
run out. And then you run out, you squat, then you drop, and you back. And that's what?
Drop real, and roll. For real, true story, or are you taking the piss?
No, I'm just lying. No,
because it could be a strategy. Like, okay, cool.
The worst thing...
And the second question, has it happened?
To have to go and
taking
take
a shit
midday. Yeah, sure.
Plead the fifth.
I've exposed myself.
No
I've,
comments.
I've plead the fifth.
I had to do it, man. I had to do it.
Dude, nature calls, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like,
we all do it. So nothing to be ashamed about.
Bro, like the worst thing, though, is when one of the people in the cockpit has gases. Because it's a real thing. Like, it's normal. We're human beings.
Like the captain's letting gases.
It happens. Yes.
But what? Do they say something
no,
like, sorry?
I'm not talking about having two or three farts. I'm talking about you wake up and your tummy is like, ha ha!
It's like, today's the day.
Today it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. Yeah. I got you today.
I gotta have a conversation with you.
It's like the elephant has gone like, like he's already like the elephant has like made noise. The fat lady has sung. It's like now we have to address this issue.
Basically,
there's a thing of like small little ones and like okay, you heard it.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing with a dub. Like if you get like Friday, like Uncle, what's the name of that dude?
Ruckus. Well, no, sorry, no, I just really jumped. When I hear Uncle,
the uncle,
you go directly.
Yeah,
to
yeah, is this?
No, Day Day's dad. Is it Day Day's dad?
Day Day.
Yeah.
Day Day.
Yeah.
The one who just passed away, Mr. Freeman.
Yeah, I think it was him. I think it was him that had
Morgan Freeman died. Stomach.
No, no man. No, it was Witherspoon.
Yeah, Witherspoon.
He does.
Pops.
Grandpa. Yeah. Yeah. Pops. Pops. Yeah, yeah, because he also like in Friday. He also had like a mean one.
Yeah.
Would, like, yeah, imagine having that one when you try when you're flying.
Yeah, dude. Pick feet. No, like when I have like yeah, that dude was hilarious.
Yeah, it was super hilarious, man.
I've had like two situations where like it was really bad, man. Like I had a full day. It's just
and even the ones for me, I know that I'm really bad once I start sweating, bro.
Yeah.
You know that sweat where you're like.
Yeah,
like sweating from everywhere, like everywhere.
Cold sweats.
Yo, dude. Yeah. I eat the sabshki. Yeah, Macarena up in here.
Yeah.
Macarena, bro.
So my tactic is kind of like Marcio's. I'll make sure I'll be fine for critical phases of flight, and then I'll hold it in as much as possible so it don't go too many times. So I'll just like, okay, be fine. And then when I'm like, okay, it's been a long time. Because sometimes you're sitting there for 6 hours and you don't know this person, man. Like, you don't know where this guy comes from. You don't know his traumas. You don't know anything about him unless you have a conversation, you know?
Yeah.
And the last thing you want to do is create an uncomfortable situation. You know,
uma boa tática também é quando alguém da cabine entra no cockpit.
Yeah.
That's when you do it.
Mandas logo.
Yeah, that's when you do it. When alguém entra no cockpit, you drop it.
Two
you drop
people
it like
will be uncertain.
Já somos três, nobody knows. Porque são duas pessoas, epa, I know that I know.
It was you.
I know.
Yeah. I know it was you. It was me, but I know it was you. And there's three people. It's like it was her.
Yeah. Definitely
her. Was him.
Hey, man. So yeah, like it's quite a thing to be aware and take care of your body, like on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Like when you go to work.
Yeah.
You gotta mind the food you eat. I've made it the 2 days. I made a stupid mistake. I was hungry as hell. I felt like eating Indian. Stupid.
Before flying,
stupid.
Yo, it was stupid.
It was dumb.
Yeah, like me, dumb. Before long flights.
A night before.
Yeah. Before I do like long flights, I mean, as a passenger even.
Forget that.
Forget it.
You know, not like you pilots, but as a passenger, before I fly like long haul, like 11-hour, 15-hour flights, I eat salad.
What?
Because, yeah, I eat a salad and that like at least want like, I don't know, man. For me, it's like I'm one of those people that like, if I do a number two, but it's like, I like to be comfortable.
Yeah.
But I think everyone likes to
take my t-shirt off.
Really?
Yeah, like, probably even be naked.
Oh, really?
Sometimes. When it's not cold, I'll be honest. When it's cold, it's cold. Summertime, like Maputo.
Just take my socks off.
Gotta take everything off. Socks.
Eu tenho amigo that é conhecido aqui em todos nós.
I know who you're talking about.
A mesma cena, tipo, tira a roupa toda, folds it, tira o colar, se tiver um fio de ouro.
I don't fold, but
he folds it. Ele tira o fio de ouro, se tiver um fio, anéis, everything. Tira meias, sapatos, socks, everything. Naked.
Yeah.
Só acontecer um terremoto, if shit goes down, it's running out naked.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons why, even though I enjoy it, I never sleep naked.
Yeah.
You think so because of that? Yeah, because of that.
If there's an
emergency, I have to be.
I like to dip.
Ready.
Yeah,
I got to be ready
for
the move.
Yeah. Or imagine ladrão entra na tua casa and naked, and you have to fight him.
Gunna.
Naked.
But naked.
But naked. Would you fight a naked man?
Would I fight a naked man?
Ladrão, no.
If I'm naked too or what? That's awkward.
Hey, have you guys heard about General Butt Naked?
What?
Sorry, what did you say?
I don't know. You said I'm sleeping naked and then I fight a naked guy. I'm trying to see the scenario here.
Okay, so let's put it this way. you naked, and you're fighting a naked man. Would you fight a naked man being naked?
No, because our dicks would touch.
Okay, so if he's not naked and you're naked, would you fight him?
I'll fuck him up.
And what if you're not naked and he's naked?
Would you fight him? Cut his dick off. Those are precise answers.
Yeah, those are very well thought. And
yeah, it's weird, man. I don't want to think about that.
Would you do it, KK?
I don't want to think about it. I don't know. I don't care. I don't even want to get
that motherfucker in the nuts because I can see him. Like, what?
I don't care.
You got leverage to like kick them to the point they like fly off because they're hanging.
Probably that's when striking would be more efficient, attractive.
Attractive than wrestling.
Yeah. Because I'm a grappler that situation, I just want to strike.
I mean, you do jiu-jitsu, KK. Like, yeah. So, like, you ever had someone's nuts in your face?
Listen to
this podcast is taking it.
It took a weird direction. You know, in jiu-jitsu, like, so the thing
you started this shit.
Like, in jiu-jitsu, like, sometimes when you're rolling, you occasionally send, you occasionally have like a fart, like, you know, like you're rolling, position, and then you fart. Sometimes what happens is that, you know, a dude farts in your face when he's making a training their position. Even a chick, like, you know, there's a chick that I was training with, then we were moving, and then she was like, oh shit, you know, it was weird, it was funny, but it happens all the time. So at jiu-jitsu, it happens. So I don't even want to think about fighting a naked dude.
Jiu-jitsu? You practice?
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
That's my thing, man. I'm going to do it. Actually, I have a curfew tomorrow, 7 a.m.
Shit.
We're hitting the mats.
For dead.
Naked.
So General Butt Naked, right, is currently, his name is Joshua Milton Balahi.
Okay.
From where?
Where is he from?
He's from Liberia.
I've heard of someone told me about this. I don't know if it was you. Someone told me about this.
So he's featured on something on Vice, and he's also featured on like a Netflix documentary. Okay, and
identify the man.
Yeah. So this dude, right? He's currently a priest.
Of course, Liberia. He would be.
But before,
what do you mean?
Before,
everybody's a priest these days. Kanye West.
Yo, this guy much did Kanye. Kanye's got nothing on this guy. Huh?
Okay.
Captain
Butt Naked. So, Balahi has said he led his troops naked, except for shoes and a gun.
To intimidate the opposition. He believed that
his nakedness was the source of protection from bullets. Balahi now says he would regularly sacrifice a victim before battle, saying usually it was a small child, someone whose fresh blood would satisfy the devil.
Okay.
So I mean, I won't go any further, but I think there's like some cannibalism also going on. And this dude was like,
damn, you played up General Butt Naked, like, okay, like he robbed from the rich, gave to the poor, like type of thing. But yo,
like a cornflakes character, General Butt Naked.
Yeah, I thought it was a cartoon. Have you seen that?
That shit was real.
Well, like he used to kill kids before going to war, and he used to go to war naked
con guns. I'm ambushing troops.
Mas ele ainda está vivo.
Está vivo. He's a priest now.
Damn, man.
So maybe
you got a point there.
Maybe it worked. Yeah.
Strange world.
Yeah, we live in a strange world.
Mas todo mundo estava naked ou só ele estava naked?
He was, I don't know.
His whole troops.
I'm not sure.
If he comes to recruit you, he'll be like, Ricardo.
Get naked.
Yeah, get naked.
If you want protection, get naked, bro.
Would you follow a naked man into battle? I think I would.
In a crazy world, I
think I would.
I'll vote myself to be sniper so I can be far away. Sniper.
Yeah.
Dibs and sniper.
but you know, being a sniper is also, you get into a very weird position, and being naked as a sniper. Oh,
yeah, man. Yeah. And snipers do some crazy shit.
I have patience.
But they do some crazy shit, though. Yeah.
Qual era aquele filme com Vasily? Remember Vasily?
Vasily Greek.
Vasily.
Because, guys, há uma cena, the one that I remember the most, é que ele fica, tem, são dois snipers, é a Segunda Guerra Mundial, são dois snipers, tem um Ally yeah. sniper e tem um Nazi sniper.
Yeah, there was a movie like that.
Yeah,
that
an movie? Amazing movie.
Yeah, but that was a very good movie. Yeah.
I think it was, yeah. was
IMDb.
Was it German?
Go for it.
I think it was in Russia or something like that, like it was showing the...
Yeah, it was a particular movie about these two snipers yeah, and like, their stories yeah. and yeah. like...
It's a very famous story, actually.
Yeah. About and it's a true story, yeah, apparently.
It's a true story, yeah. It's yeah. a true story.
What is it, man?
Call Bruno. Bruno should know.
Enemy at the Gates.
That's
ah,
it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, what were the actors?
Oh, wow. Jude Law.
Yes, Jude Law. And who's the other guy?
Rachel Weisz.
Jude Law has yeah, Ed Harris. Name.
Ed Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Ed yeah, it's a very serious name, Ed especially Harris. Being a child, being called
wow, so Jude Law. Yeah, Jude Law, Jesus. Ed Harris. Yeah, Josephine. Josephine was the other guy.
I think it's the yeah, law.
That's it. It was Josephine's
yeah. law. It's almost like judge El law. Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, it's not too El far.
Parents, like, no, yeah, no, let's take the rest of... Yeah. Just keep Jude.
Yeah, just keep Jude instead of judge law.
Yeah, Jude.
Jude law. Hey, that's a strong serious. Name for a kid, man.
Yeah.
Imagine being a kid being called Jude law.
Jude law.
Judge law.
Yeah, that would be crazy. Yeah.
I am the law. Lemos, this is quem qual era esse filme?
Judge Dredd, né?
Yeah, yeah there yeah. you go. Nice. Yeah.
Com aquele gajo chamado Rambo.
Told you there should be a movie
podcast coming soon.
Yeah,
yeah we should do it. Soon. Podcast yeah, reviews totally and do shit. It.
Should
yeah.
get like you should get crazy like alternative movie geeks.
Já foste ver Joker? Já foste ver Joker?
Kind of ah, we for that one. I think we need Nuno for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll do it. Yeah.
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 But have you watched The Art of Self-Defense?
I've heard about
oh,
it.
Oh yeah, I heard about it. I want to watch it with the it's apparently it's like a it's funny.
I heard it. Yeah.
It's like a dry funny
is it
comedy?
I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, but don't spoil
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Someone told me about it as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A friend
I must
also.
Watch yeah. it. Yeah, it's just that, yo, yeah. There's just so much
I think,
today,
I think Fakir yeah, yeah, was yeah, talking yeah, about
you know
it,
what I'm watching now? I'm watching Jack Ryan. Jack Ryan. I don't know if you
is catch that on Netflix?
Yeah, yeah, Tom Clancy, yeah, Tom Jack Clancy. Ryan. Like,
okay. Ah, just on Netflix?
Two. No. It's Prime.
Prime, yeah.
I mean, I subscribe to all that shit.
Rick and Morty's out.
Yeah, I'm on Prime as well.
Yeah, Prime. And yeah, and it's dope, man. Like, the actors in it, like the, yeah. the story of season two is very interesting, very current as well.
El Gajo yeah. from The Office.
Yeah, yeah.
No? Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting seeing him like in sort of like a serious role. Yeah. yeah. But he's good. Okay. He's good in it. The character is nice. Like really, really good. He's good.
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He created
The Office,
yeah,
né?
Exactly,
ele é que é o gajo.
The UK one was the first
o
one.
O spin-off, yeah. o americano, também ele está envolvido, yeah. definitely,
yeah.
né?
Yeah, yeah I think he's so, yeah. executive produced or something. The yeah. one with Steve Carell, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched Extras? It's another show
yeah,
that
it's another
he did.
Yeah.
Which is kind of with the same kind of like
style.
Humor and approach.
Yeah. It's like that.
It, yeah, no, it's about be. Extras. It's people who like...
What do they call it? Is it dry humor or what? Like
yeah.
it's like...
Yeah, I guess yeah. dry humor.
I don't know
yeah,
why. There's a certain term. I don't, it could be that.
Yeah. But it's awkward. Oh, like constantly. It's awkward and just like.
And it's like yeah. sometimes like you laugh like a few seconds later because like, oh shit. Okay. yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah. You have to be in like in the mood for it.
Yeah.
Parasite. A lot of people talking about it.
No,
Korean,
no
Korean movie. Yeah.
Subtitles?
Subtitles, yeah.
Okay.
Subtitles.
Straight up Korean, man.
Straight up
straight
Korean.
Up Korean, no subtitles.
No subtitles.
I understand the pain yeah, you're yeah, going
through. Acho que faz lembrar isso, faz lembrar quando back in the day...
Viagens.
Quando back in the day... tinha bradas que ouviam hip-hop francês, underground hip-hop francês, e ninguém percebia francês.
Exactly.
And people were like, this is the
why,
shit. Yeah,
bro.
This is the shit. That's like,
you guys remember
that group? Dudes, ninguém percebe o que
eu estou a dizer. You guys remember that group? I think it's
I am.
Da
polícia.
I am. Yeah. Everybody was listening to that. Because, but I think it was a TV also. Remember that group I am?
Sim, é isso. Os gajos fizeram. Acho que havia um filme também que é. Yeah, come on, man. Por que as pessoas estão a ouvir aquilo?
But you know what? In all fairness, how many people here understand what 50 Cent is saying? Or Lil Wayne? Because not even people who speak English at some times don't understand
or future.
What Young Thug...
Yeah,
or future. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just like... yeah.
Even people that speak English don't understand future.
Porque eles não falam inglês.
No.
Falam americano.
Yeah, it's got
mumbo, mumbo. No, they speak mumbo something, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's mumble rap.
Hey, tu desististe de vez, Age, da tua carreira de rap?
God damn, that's just like, oh, nothing. Boom, bam.
Não, não é out of nothing. We're talking about
hip-hop. Estamos a preparar esta cena.
Estamos a preparar esta cena. No, man, HC is dead, bro. But, you
okay.
know.
Okay.
Wow. Well, yeah, you hit me with a question, I hit you with a statement.
Yeah, that statement okay. was
whoa.
Bold.
Whoa.
Okay, bro.
Whoa. Now, HC's dead, bro. There's a resurrection about to happen soon.
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay, okay.
You're bringing Tupac
out of
back?
The ashes.
So many plugs on this one.
Phoenix. You know, like a phoenix like, rises from the ashes.
Like Harry Potter.
But yo, one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Jack Spanik, how are those dudes doing, man?
Ah, man. Yeah, Jack Spanik is. Yeah, it's. There's nothing that sort of has come up from
come
it
up,
since.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, man, these days I just plug the youth.
Yeah, yo, yeah, I unsubscribed from your channel.
It's yeah. okay.
I did.
There's your dude Joe. Is Joe?
I'm not offended. I would too.
Your
years
your,
and your, years, no updates.
Your dude from SF, Josie's name. I'm
Muzi.
Muzi, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Muzi's my dude, man. Muzi, my dude. You met Muzi last year. Yeah, 2 years yeah. ago. Yeah, yeah.
2 years.
Burned to your house.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. Muzi just did the new Coldplay remix, man.
Yeah.
It's out.
And Zeno's out. Plug,
yeah,
plug,
yeah.
plug.
Plug, 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 plug. That's Zeno. One of the best albums I've heard this year, man. I can't lie.
Amazing.
Like, even Black Coffee endorsed it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, dude is. I was even like, dude, it's nice to know you.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Para um artista, é melhor nice lançar guy. O álbum no fim do ano e ter muito hype e fechar o ano com o álbum dele a bater, so people remember, tipo, 2019, por exemplo, no fim deste ano, as pessoas vão se lembrar, tipo, eu... Porque tu lembras-te mais do que como é que tu acabaste o ano,
the
como é que tu começas...
That, it's easier to have memorable moments.
I agree and disagree.
No, I'm asking.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. All right.
É melhor lançar no fim e acabar o ano com as pessoas a lembrarem-se
so
que fecham
I
o ano.
My opinion, I think that when we used to have like CDs and albums launching on CDs, then that like what you're mentioning there about launching in like December. I remember there was one like DMX album that launched like December. I think in 2001. I think it was like. The one that had like no cross, no one no. Gotta live my life like it's no yeah. And it had like it had Party Up. I'm at it, let's maybe outside. Maybe yeah. outside. Yeah. Maybe
that's
outside.
The track
yeah.
was
yeah.
from the this movie.
I forgot the name of that.
The track
and then there was
Eminem.
X. That's the name of
I
the
love
album.
My baby mama. I never let her go.
Yeah, exactly. That was classic, bro. Yeah. 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 There was Brenda, Felicia.
Francisco. Shout out to Cisco. For the thong song. He saved the world with that song.
But on a serious note, like, those times when CDs came out, like, yeah. Like, that would be the album you'd be listening to as you're, you know, even in Christmas, New Year's, whatever. That would be the album. These days with streams and that, bro.
Every
it's
week
like you consume something, like, even for, like, 2 days and then something else comes out.
Yeah.
Or, like, even a week tops. And then, like, there's a new album came out today. In 7 days' time, there'll be another new album and you're going
to
be on that.
It's really
there's
difficult
a
for
lot
you,
of
for
content.
People to stay, like, for you to have attention of people for a long period of time. But the thing is, like, I end up, because of all these things, like, I end up just, I grab, like, one album and I stick with it, you know.
Yeah,
because
I
like to listen.
What are you listening to now?
Listening to West Side Gun, Hitler Wears Hermes 7. And
what?
I'm listening to, that's really underground. And I'm listening, but it's a little bit mainstream now. It's Signs to Shady and Rock Nation. And I'm listening to Dave East. Those are the two albums top. But I'm listening to a lot of stuff, but those are the things. Like West Side Gun is dope. Yeah.
Right now, I've been listening to Shtaka Zero.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Hey, to get
taking
you,
it back.
Yeah.
I know why.
you know why. Understand it, right?
I know why.
Yeah. So I've been listening to Shtaka Zero. I went back to Frank Ocean's...
Blonde.
Blonde.
Yeah, I like that.
That album is
I remember you were in Cape Town. You came to Cape Town.
Yeah, and yeah, yeah. Shit in my car. I was on. I've been on that like. Sheesh. And randomly, I really got into Fela. Like,
I'm a big fan of. I have his whole discography, man.
Man, that is that's so.
Dude is.
I like to listen to Fela when I'm like working.
Artists ever.
When I'm doing like work and stuff, like and having in the background, like it really concentrates. I get like in the zone.
Yeah.
Like, now, there's a thing about Fela. You listen to Fela, you feel African, man. He's like he's like you know he's and the thing is like he has like also not a lot of knowledge on what he's talking about or what he's saying, so you feel like you feel a little bit empowered. I feel like he's definitely. Yeah, one of my favorite.
And yeah, the dude is he's so much fire, man. He's
Man.
Some people say he's like one of the forefathers of hip hop. I'm not sure how it's like linked.
Yeah.
But like they talk about like how like I don't know. But some just putting it out there. Whoever's interested and curious, go and like find out. But like I've heard this a couple of times. Curious. I was not curious enough to go and research it myself.
Yeah.
But just yeah.
But I think it's, no, he didn't make a statement. Who made a statement was Quincy Jones saying like, oh, I like hip hop and whatever.
Já viram o documentário do Gash?
Yeah, I
watched another one previously.
Yeah. One of the best documentaries.
Jada, like my dad is like, my dad is the uber fan of Quincy. Like, and the thing is, he always uses Quincy as an excuse. I'm like, yo, dad, listen to this. He's like, is it as good as Quincy? I'm like, no. He's like.
Eu era tão ignorante em relação à vida dele, do Quincy Jones, que eu pensava que Michael Jackson made Quincy Jones.
On the way around, bro.
Yeah, mas Quincy Jones made Michael Jackson
and a whole lot of dudes.
Do they talk about his heroin addiction?
Saiu-me uma lágrima.
On this documentary?
No, did it talk about heroin addiction? No.
Saiu-me. Was, at the end of the documentary, it wasn't, I cried.
Yeah. Because I think he was the one who was also one of the directors.
It was that type of documentary.
Because there's a previous documentary. Yeah. I think it's a BBC doc. I'll search for it. I'll send it over. And on an interview, he explains on how he stopped consuming heroin, and I don't know if this is true. This is what I saw in the documentary. I watched it a while back, so memory is fallible. But as far as I remember, the dude is being interviewed, and he's like, those dark shades he likes to rock, you know, with the gradient, commanding style. He's like, so I was playing one day, and I was really high, and I fell down the stairs. And I chipped my tooth, and I stopped doing heroin ever since.
Wow.
It's like a fucking broken tooth, man.
Yeah, that's a very inspiring story.
But I don't know. I don't know if that's
But now it makes sense because a lot of times, you know, I would look at him, I'd be like, "This dude is high," and like, the lifestyle that he was living, you know, at that time.
But it was the era.
All these artists.
Miles, Bazoa, Sim.
Yeah.
I think Coltrane was also on it.
Yeah.
I can find an epidemic in altura,
it was before it's crack. Like, the crack was the replacement, I guess.
Have you watched The Godfather of Harlem?
No, not yet. No.
Yeah, I started watching.
Shout out to Swizzy. It
was like 4 episodes. Yo. It's like, then you start understanding, like, Harlem during those times. I think it was before Vietnam, so it was before Frank Lucas that was like his protege of Bumpy Johnson. And you're starting understanding like the Italian mobs as well, the politics, Kennedy, like it was all like, I think it was 60s if I'm not mistaken. But yo, it's interesting seeing that how much like smack, like heroin was like
was a thing, no?
It was
a thing.
Yeah.
Aqui era time do Brown, né?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's like all these drugs, at one point, you know, they look very...
Yeah, Brown, smack.
Yeah, they look very like, you know, like glamorous and stuff. And then once everybody starts using them, then you get to that point where
people just get addicted.
Damn.
Bros.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Shall we wrap it up?
Yeah. Very good, Ricardo. Thank you.
Thank you all for having me. Sorry for being late.
Nah, it's all good.
You bribed us with pizzas. So it's all good.
Better late than never, my brother. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you, man. I love this. I love this podcast. I think you guys should.
No, man. Hey, thanks for coming through. Thanks for the coffee, man. It's definitely.
Yeah. Holla.
You know, I'm looking at it. I'm like, damn, baby, you're going to get chewed up tomorrow, man. Yeah. You know?
I don't know. Like, I haven't had any coffee that has, like, really hit me. But my girlfriend is really sensitive to it. When she has this one, she's like, yo. Buzzing. Take off at the world.
Yeah.
Buzzing.
Ding.
Shout out to Dunya, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Safe flight.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. See you. See
shout
you
out to SAA.
Hey yo, hey yo, and yeah, you guys should plug the. Since we're talking about not having information, a lot of times you guys should plug the exhibition properly.
I mean, like by the time this comes out, the exhibition is still going, so you can go check it out. Those of you who haven't checked it out at Mozart Museo Nacional d'Art, Ho Chi Minh, you'll find it on Google.
Yeah.
Check out the exhibition. It's about 25 participants taking part in an exhibition that held by the Moleskin Foundation, Anima, Furanzilu. And after those books are going to be there until the 19th of Jan 2020, they're going to go and live in Milano, and at the Moleskin Foundation sort of museum or showcase. So I think that's a great thing for like a young Mozambican to add to their CV and say that, you know, my work, you can go check out my work in Milan.
That's amazing.
Definitely.
And yeah, man, Ricardo's book, I mean, go finish it, dude. Go finish it.
Are you writing a book?
No.
You'll see on Monday. Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay, guys.
Another story.
So, all right. All right, let's wrap it up.
Peace, man.
Holla, 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 holla.
Peace.
We out.
Be curious.
One.